from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, Mason here. September 8th. The opening read 5 stories that explain today's tape. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Markets. High-speed trader AlphaGrep turns to bonds after India bank curb. AlphaGrep Securities PVT, one of India's largest high-frequency trading firms, is turning to the bond market for funding after the nation's central bank tightened banks' exposure to trading firms that use their own capital. Next, second, from Bloomberg Markets. Japan 5-year bond sale sees weaker demand than 12-month average. The bidder cover ratio dropped to 2.1, which is below the typical 2.5. Investors seem to be a bit hesitant, possibly reflecting concerns about rising yields and inflation. This could signal a shift in sentiment as people weigh their options in a changing economic landscape. Keep an eye on how this plays out, especially if it affects broader market trends. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Economics. Philippines central bank sees high interest rates but no shortage of loans. Philippine borrowers will face high interest rates rather than a shortage of loans, the central bank said, easing concerns that record level of government borrowing is squeezing out private businesses. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg Markets, billionaire Mukesh Ambani's Reliance Industries Limited is planning to raise as much as 125 billion rupees, $1.3 billion via local currency bonds as early as next week, people familiar with the matter said, which would make it the largest listed deal in the market this year. Reliance plans $1.3 billion bond sale, India's biggest this year. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg Markets. Old Mutual profit drops as US-Iran war fallout curbs investments. Up next, sixth, from Fast Company. Why the most competitive companies resist the urge to do more. In business, as in life, it's tempting to equate success with doing more, launching new initiatives, exploring new technologies, pursuing new revenue streams, and saying yes to new opportunities. But over time, all that activity can dilute your focus. It's like trying to hit 10 targets at once. When everything becomes a target, it gets harder to aim at what actually sets your company apart. But the companies that stay competitive aren't the ones constantly adding more. They're the ones that stay committed to the few things that actually work for them. And then, seventh, from Inc.com, Nathan Fielder got unusual access to Elizabeth Holmes before prison. Now his documentary is almost here. The comedian surprised a tell-eyed film festival audience with a first look at the film no one knew he was making over the past 3 years. You Can See Everything offers an intimate look at the Verano's founder's life before and after she went to prison for defrauding investors. Next, eighth, from Naked Capitalism. Antiflock Hawk topples truckload of cameras, drops them off at sheriff's department. Eve here. This is a delicious act of rebellion against the flock implementation of the surveillance state. Even better, not only is it on its face legal but could be copied in communities with similar fact sets. What if anything local officials do, no doubt with flock trying to steer, the response will be telling. The sound measure would be inaction so as to minimize exposure of the fact that the flock camera was still up snooping after their supposed inactivation date. But tinpot tyrants can't brook any challenge to their authority, so they may be so dumb as to tangle with a tar baby. Up next, ninth, from Check and Chain Bitcoin Newsletter. Market update, high and tight. Bitcoin's taking a breather after a solid 30% rally from the mid-negative $60 range, now hovering just below what some are calling the bear's last stand. This kind of movement is typical. Bear markets often feature a mix of sharp declines and prolonged sideways action, while bull markets have a few explosive days amid a lot of grinding. Right now, we're seeing some profit taking from both short-term and long-term holders. It's interesting to note the reasons behind this cashing in, as it adds a layer of complexity to the market dynamics. Keep an eye on how this plays out. It could signal shifts in sentiment. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. And then, 10th, from Bloomberg Technology. Green and battery sector eyes humanoid robots as next growth engine. EcoPro Co. is diving into the humanoid robotics sector, aiming to supply battery materials that meet the industry's need for lighter and more powerful batteries. This move signals a shift for South Korean battery makers, who are looking to diversify beyond the electric vehicle market. With the robotics industry gaining traction, EcoPro is positioning itself to capitalize on what they see as a promising growth area. The demand for advanced batteries in robotics could reshape the landscape, especially as humanoid robots become more prevalent. It's an interesting pivot, reflecting broader trends in technology and energy needs. The focus on innovation in battery technology could open up new opportunities for the entire sector. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.